Monday, Monday, the 29th day of July. July almost gone. This is the week we say goodbye to July. 3 days and then adios amigos and by golly, it's August. And summer's slipping away, friends. Feels like it too, doesn't it? When we get cool at night here still already. Not still already. Too early. Anyway, welcome to another edition of the What's on Your Mind preview hour. I'm Scott Hinnon. We'll check news, sports, weather headlines for you this hour. Give you a little heads up on what's to come on What's on Your Mind. Today, as we're joined by KFIRE 550, KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, bringing AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken all together and chit-chat with folks all across the Northern Plains. Look forward to that very much as well. Mark Skogerbo is on the road today. He's doing a little Project 33 assignment today, but he'll be checking in by phone from us as well, for us as well today on the program. What else can I tell you? Well, I can go through some of the headlines that we're going to look at today on the program. I'll tell you about some of the guests. I just was reading the story about wild horses out there in Theodore Roosevelt National Park in western North Dakota, and I'm struck by something. I'm guessing our audience will. This is my riddle today. This is my Monday riddle. As you ponder this story about an effort to save wild horses in North Dakota and the effort to do so, the headline says, "Animal lovers use social media in effort to save North Dakota wild horses." And wild horse advocates say 1,300 in a BLM roundup is too many. So we have three different stories about wild horses in the Fargo Forum, and I would imagine other forum newspapers around the state today. And I'm going to talk with Steve a little bit about this and see if he can solve my riddle. I know Mark could.
Hello, what's your riddle?
Well, I'm reading a bunch of stories about wild horses and social media efforts to save the wild horses. And I'm a big fan of horses. I think they're one of God's greatest creatures. They're beautiful animals. I love them. So don't think that I'm flippant about horses here. But when I see three different stories about concerns over wild horses, I tend to see a little irony in that. What irony would you think I would find in that, Mark?
Well, first of all, it seems like is really this in the top 10 priorities of our faltering republic? B, what about all the unborn children? C, what about all the other children that are going to be forced into homosexual homes because of homosexual marriages and other calamities that are more important than three stories about wild horses taking a print and meaning that you can only look at one thing at one time? Once again, we're being misdirected by this the strange culture, the strange media that wants us not to focus on how bad our president and his policies are.
Yeah, and you kind of nailed it on number two there. My thought was, gosh almighty, you know, we're getting up, exerting our energy about what's going to happen to these horses when we just flippantly allow and. You know, and again, it's the law of the land. I get that. But this is people who get up every day concerned about wild horses. And I would rather a large voice of folks get up every day and say, gosh, we're ending unborn life here. This is human beings.
A fellow called me up that on the Common Sense Club that goes down every week down to witness and to minister at the abortion clinic, and he said he's brought bulletin inserts, and he's encouraged other pastors to join him. And he said hardly ever does any of the pastors in the whole area ever join him, and he just feels that that's wrong, that they should be very concerned about the unborn. And you know, I say amen. We need patriot pastors who will stand up for our country and for the life of the unborn and show some leadership.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of folks out there that believe it, even if, a very short time once a week by pastors speaking out about this would could make a difference on this issue. And there are a lot of people that commit themselves to it. So you're right. I mean, I want to suggest that there are not great efforts out there. There are, but it does not dominate the news headlines as some of these other things do that are sort of rabbit trails. And I guess wild horses being important to someone is great. That's the wonderful thing about America. You can choose to get up and be concerned about whatever it is you want to be concerned about. But this one's a bit of a head scratcher for me. So I'll return to that a little later on in the program. Few headlines we're looking.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the Pope's 3 million crowd, man. 3 million.
World Youth Day in Brazil, and what was significant about it was it's the first trip for Pope Francis, the first, he returns to his, Latin America, which was a big deal, and kind of his first big international trip since becoming Pope, and you really get a sense of what folks think about this Pope, so I agree with you, that was pretty cool.
And then one little observation, there is a heck of an opportunity in Glen Ullin. It's a pretty good-sized town. It's got several streets and a lot of stuff and not one restaurant. I could not find a place to eat breakfast, Scott. Some entrepreneur, I said, is there a restaurant in town? I stopped and asked a lady pushing a carriage, and she said, if you want something to eat, you have to go to a gas station. I said, well, I didn't want gas. I wanted food.
Yeah, I didn't want gas. I wanted food.
I told her, in fact, I said, do you realize what a great opportunity this is? Looks like about 1,000 population town. Not one restaurant.
Well, they have a little bed and breakfast there that I've heard about before, but you probably don't want an overnight stay either. You just want a couple of eggs and toast.
I didn't want to spend $82 for my eggs.
we'll get right on that. I guess we already have. We've let the world know there's a wonderful
opportunity there. It's a great opportunity, folks. And it's a growing town, it's just it's right on the edge of the big, oil business, and it's, I think it's whoever comes in there with a nice little breakfast at a supper club's going to hit a great big home run and maybe, get a lake home, in 13 years or less.
Couple other stories we're looking at. The Associated Press wants the list of concealed carry permit holders. That worries me a little bit. That worries me a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, what for? What purpose do you think?
There is only one purpose. It's the same one as Hitler. Once you have a list, then you got them. All you got to do is wait until the tyrant steps forth and takes that list, which he will by any means, and Homeland Security, and then they'll be at your door, and then they'll get confiscated. It is the absolute pattern of history.
And in this case, it's the media having it. Not the government, but that doesn't sound like it.
The media is a weak stepsister to this government, and they're dupes, and they'll do what they're told.
North Dakota gas stations are phasing out regular unleaded. And going the way of other states where every choice will have some form of ethanol in it. And obviously excites ethanol producers and corn growers and ethanol backers. But some folks want the option, want the choice of no ethanol. Who do you think's right here?
I think let the market prevail, if it's a mandate and people prefer the ethanol, the leaded, I think there should be some freedom of choice in these matters, but what a boon to the bumper crop corn coming, it puts a floor underneath that market, and it's renewable. Again, I like a free market rather than government mandate.
Here's another story. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is planning on holding Twitter town halls rather than actual in-person meetings. She's going to do Twitter town halls. Is that enough for you, Mark, to have access to your U.S. senator?
Of course not, but it's about education, so everybody needs to talk about when are they going to start having the Bible back in school, when are they going to start teaching true Constitution, when are they going to get the unions out of education, the radical unions, and let the parents decide again. We're in desperate shape in our public education, and it's because of curriculum and the unions and secular culture.
Well, all those questions and
co-ed sex ed.
All those questions that you've posed, you know, you could get on your Twitter account and pose them to her. And the one thing about a Twitter account is it's you know, the questions there, if she chooses to ignore it, it's sort of like the elephant in the room. So there's something to that. I want to find out how your twins did, so we'll check in with you a little later on your travels. Meanwhile, you try and find some eggs and sausage there in Glen Olin and let us know. We'll chat with you a little later, okay?
I'm past Glen Olin now. I'm getting close to Elgin. I might have even gone through it, but I'll keep looking.
Steve All right. and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. When NESA Consulting Service speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. We're chatting today with Kathy NESA of NESA Consulting Service. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about what you do differently. Training tomorrow's experts in the Bakken.
My thing is that I work with geologists, mudloggers, individuals, and I train them myself. I started doing this work back in 1979 as a mudlogger. My specialty is that I take my knowledge and I train our workers to NESA consulting standards. And that standard is what separates us from other mudloggers and other geologists working the basin. It's people that are trained specifically to Western North Dakota, Williston Basin geology. So that is our specialty, even though we step out into other basins. This is really our hands-on specialty. The other thing is that I focus primarily on young people to contract and work for NESA Consulting Service from the northern tier. So we want people who are comfortable, know how to drive safely in North Dakota. So that is really our focus.
To find out more, go to NESAConsulting.com or call 701-664-1492.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Roll through Fargo today, and 10 o'clock this morning. They, by the way, will be at the Island Park at 302 7th Street in Fargo at 10 a.m. this morning. And in attendance will be the sister of a Newtown victim, survivor of the Tucson shooting, faith leaders and local advocates together in Fargo to urge Senator Heidi Heitkamp to support common sense background checks. part of the No More Names National Drive to Reduce Gun Violence Bus Tour. Find out more about the visit at nomorenames.org. I know you wish you could be there, Steve, don't you?
Actually, I do. You know how you solve gun violence? Put more guns in the hands of responsible people.
And then let the Associated Press tell you all the names?
Unbelievable. You know, a lot of people have concealed carry permits for security purposes, whether it's a business owner that have to do drops at the end of a business day, whether it's somebody that legitimately has a fear, or, you know, it's your Second Amendment right. So the Associated Press wants to print everybody's name and say that, hey, these people all have concealed carry permits. You know what? I say let's let them print everybody's name, because everybody should have one if you're a responsible gun owner.
So you're okay with this being published?
No, actually I'm not. I'd be a little facetious there. But if we swell the ranks of legitimate, responsible gun owners, and there are those that do not want to carry a concealed weapon, and that is perfectly within your right. There are those that do, and that is perfectly within your right according to the Constitution. I don't think, in a lot of cases, it comes down to a safety issue. You know, if you're a business owner and you have a concealed carry permit because you're making thousands of dollars of deposits a night from your business, and you're going to that late night deposit at the bank, you're probably carrying a weapon. Do you want people going, hey, this guy's carrying a weapon. Huh, he's a business owner. Huh, he's probably carrying money. You're putting that person in danger. You're putting their life at risk.
Yeah, I'll leave it to the Associated Press. They're at it. So anyway, that's one of the stories we'll be digging into a little bit about today.
It comes down to personal safety. I mean, that's just the way I look at it. It comes down to personal safety.
And if anybody does attend this event, they can maybe give us a ring by the time it ends.
I thought you were going to go over there.
In the 11 o'clock hour. Well, we got a show to do.
Well, you could be mobile.
They'll be talking while we're on the air. We'll have to, you know.
You could say, hey, come here. We want to talk to you.
Right down there in the park.
Take on this. Exactly.
Yeah.
See, now I was up in the fair for 10 days. Spent 9 days to North Dakota State Fair. I figure the least you can do is get to the park. It's only fair, right, Scott?
Well, I'm quite honestly not in any way, shape, or form dissing the idea of doing a show in a park. Monday in July, but I'm not so sure I want to hear from gun grabbers. Folks speaking there, Susan Beeler, North Dakota chapter leader of Moms Demand Action. Frequent caller of yours, Steve. There you go. I look for, but she'd love to have Susan on. Pastor Peter Schmidt, Fargo Lutheran Church, West Fargo. Former Fargo Mayor John Lindgren. And then they list the generically local advocates. Again, 10 a.m. today, Island Park. They're doing a event and press conference, and continue to tout this flawed poll that say 94% of North Dakotans support background checks for all gun sales. And what else they do? And they'll read the names of victims of gun violence from across the country who've been killed since the Newtown Massacre in December of 2012. I'd love for them to read the names of gun victims who would not be gun victims if, in fact, what they propose was the law of the land. And unfortunately, they're the same names. That's the frustrating part of all that. Hey, are you familiar, are you a friend of the Wild in North Dakota Facebook page that is chronicling all these wild horses in the Theodore Roosevelt Park and is quite worried that these horses, in fact, are not going to find loving homes, but are rather going to end up at a slaughterhouse?
I followed that a little bit. It's more of a conservation issue. Do you see how they're trying to prevent some of the over-burgeoning of the land from the wild horses now?
How would they do that?
Horsey birth control.
Yeah, there's actually a story about that here, too. Birth control of horse herd could prevent roundups to thin herd. There's three stories in the Fargo Forum today about horses. One's a reprint from the L.A. Times, and two are local stories here about this.
I didn't realize horses in North Dakota were such a big story.
I didn't either. But I have an overwhelming urge here to again lament the fact that we can have story upon story and Facebook page and people that are getting up and posting every day. They actually have a...
you should adopt a horse. You could ride
the
horse this morning.
Yeah, I do love horses. I do, but I'm just amazed that there's as much effort on animals and so little outcry over human life. Anytime I see a story like this, it's instantly what I think. There's actually on this Facebook page, believe it or not, they track the herd. They keep a registry listing each horse in its lineage. And now they have a Facebook campaign to spread the word in hope of placing the horses with caring buyers. They are more worthy of ending up with good, loving families instead of on a dinner plate, said Eileen Norton, who launched Wild in North Dakota Facebook page promoting the horses. They deserve life after living wild.
Have you ever
life
had
for
horse
horses.
Meat?
No.
No.
Isn't it mostly for dog food?
In this country it is. It's a delicacy overseas.
Mm.
It's not bad.
No. No thanks. Our guest today on the program we call What's on Your Mind, Dustin Gubberlow, will join us. He's working on an initiated measure that would keep the legislature from altering the initiated measure process, which has been the talk. We'll find out about that effort, because we don't want voices limited from being able to do whatever it is they want to do and put the questions before citizens. I don't.
I think the question of this is this government trying to limit your voice?
Right. That's what we're going to try and tackle. Lynn Mickelson, the father of a DUI victim who pushed for stronger laws this past session, is also going to join us to talk about why he's concerned that State Senator Joe Miller has not decided to resign in the wake of a DUI conviction and a guilty plea. We're going to talk about that story as well and lots of others on the program we call What's on Your Mind, with your calls, comments, straight ahead to Steve Bachman. Nice. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves and the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Keep on moving till the first days are done, sweeping it on till the day stays strong, rolling till the night time blazes on. All along I keep singing my song. I say this phase is always, sometimes I get so crazy, but just know that I always say, 'cause you're my light through the haze. It's time for a champion, shoot the soul of the land, send the heart from the sea and sand, till the sun comes up again. It's time for a champion, shoot the soul of the land, send the heart from the sea and sand, till the sun comes up again. Keep on the sky, keep your eye on the prize, forever in my mind.
We're back on the program we call the What's On Your Mind Preview. I'm Scott Hennen. Mark Skogerbo checking in from the road today. He's on a Project 33 special assignment today. And so we'll tell you, he'll be back in the studio tomorrow. He is here normally, of course, checking, perusing the news headlines with yours truly, and also telling us about the sports scene as well. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls on What's On Your Mind straight ahead. And also, of course, we have to yet to check the weather as well. All coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind. And, of course, Marcos, is Mark at a best-up program today, or has have a guest host for Common Sense Club? I forget what she's doing later on in the program. Dave Racer is guest hosting the program today, the host of Your Life Matters. All right, couple of stories on the sports front that we're looking at here. The Bison Sports Arena is in the news. And, of course, North Dakota State University has long been looking to upgrade that particular venue, had plans on the table for that. The state legislature approved a $35.4 million project. There have been donations from Sanford Health. $10 million donation jump-started the project in 2010. The Shields family gave $5 million later that year. And so they're a couple million short right now, about $3 million yet to raise on the project, but they're actually going to take it out to bids and find out where it comes in. If the bids come in over what's been approved, the $35.4 million program, it'll be back to the drawing board. If they come in less, then they'd get going on the project. So anyway, we're going to find out how much the new Bison Sports Arena costs and how far away they are from their fundraising goals and go from there. So, kind of exciting. There is a photo of the proposed look of the new Bison Sports Arena, and it's sharp. It's in today's Fargo Forum Sports Page, so you can check that out. Redhawks had a crazy night last night with Sioux City. And Sioux City, here's the forum story. Sioux City had two non-traditional home runs. It's a non-traditional home run, I wonder. Ed Newman Outdoor Field later had its closer in the game with a lead in the ninth inning. However, that mix wasn't enough to beat the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. Of course not. Redhawks win it 10-9. afternoon game. The Redhawks, by the way, are 42-26 now. They're hot. Won three of their last four games. Off today, and then they got a three-game series with St. Paul starting on Tuesday. I'm trying to figure out what a non-traditional home run was, or is, however, though. What is a non-traditional home run? Because they hit two of them. The Explorers, who had an 8-3 lead through five innings, clung to a 9-8 lead entering the home half of the ninth. The Sioux City closer, who had got the last out of the eighth inning, was in position to earn his 14th save this season. Redhawks center fielder Nick Jackson made sure that didn't happen, however, leading off the ninth with a solo home run over the wall in right field, tying the game at 9-9. That was only the second home run. The hard-throwing closer for Sioux City had allowed all season long, more than 30 innings. After the Jackson blast, the next three FM batters reached to load the bases. Is this great or what? This is great, but where's the non-traditional home runs? What does that mean? The Explorers appeared headed for victory after a five-run fifth inning. Third baseman Brian Pounds fielded that rally with a rare two-run inside-the-park home run. Oh, there we go. Two-run inside-the-park home run. Went off the wall in deep center field. And then Alberto Espinoza followed Pounds with a broken bat home run over the wall in left field. Gosh almighty. Now I get what a non-traditional home run is. Makes perfect sense. Here's bigger news today for you. Well, I'm sorry. That was kind of fun, wasn't it? I'm not going to diminish the Redhawks coming from behind and winning, but this is a big story today. The Missouri Valley Football Conference has their annual poll of who's going to win the league. And guess what? The Bison are the unanimous pick to win the title. NDSU picked to win the Missouri Valley Football Conference crown in 2013. Not unexpected, folks. The defending national champions have won 28 of their past 30 games. 14-1 last two seasons. The Bison, a unanimous choice to repeat. 39 of a possible 39 first-place votes. The league coaches, the media, and the sports information directors are the ones that that do this and vote on this. The Bison are going to return 18 starters from a team that went 14-1 overall, and I told you that already, 7-1 in the conference last year. South Dakota State is second in the poll after finishing in second place and representing the league in the FCS playoffs a year ago. SDU has 15 starters coming back from their 9-4 team last year. Perennial FCS power, UNI third in the poll. They went 5-6 last year. Before falling from the top 25 rankings last year in October, they had been ranked among the nation's elite for a league record 99 straight weeks. Although the voters all agreed that NDSU is their top choice, there was a wide variance in the league's other nine teams. Seven teams were picked to finish in five or more different positions. By the way, this is the good news, because other than giving us something to talk about Bison football in the middle of July, this doesn't mean much, right? A preseason favorite has claimed the league crown 15 times in 27 previous polls. North Dakota State was picked to win the league last season as well. So here's the final poll for the preseason poll by the coaches and the media and the team officials. North Dakota State, number one. South Dakota State, two. UNI, three. Illinois State, four. Youngstown State at five. Indiana State at six. Southern Illinois, seventh. Missouri State, eighth. Western Illinois, ninth. Poor South Dakota. Ouch. 61 points for the 10th place finisher. Not doing quite as well as FDSU and NDSU in that transition to D1. But anyway, there you go. That's the poll. That's good news. It, not a big surprise, but kind of fun. Okay, the Twins lost 6-4 to the Mariners. They're going to play Kansas City after an off day today, tomorrow night. Didn't go so well. AP story says Chris Colabello had a chance to make a significant difference to the Twins on Sunday. However, his third inning fly ball just wasn't hit high enough. After hitting a two-run homer in the previous inning, he was robbed of a three-run shot by Seattle right fielder Andy Chavez, and the Mariners held on to beat the Twins 6-4. Story of the Twins here. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Didn't quite happen. Not too hot there. Okay, what else? Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you about. A venue that provided a lot of great memories for University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux fans is about to be pushed over today. What was once called the Winter Sports Complex, wasn't that what, a Winter Sports Center? Then it became the Ralph Engelstad Arena. Now they refer to it a lot of times as the Old Ralph. Kind of a funny name for it, but there is the new Ralph Engelstad Arena, so I guess since we've shortened that to the Ralph, there's a new Ralph and there's an old Ralph. But Brad Schlossman in the Herald has a story about Rube Borkman being in Grand Forks last week and took one last drive by the old Ralph Engelstad Arena. He was the head hockey coach when that facility was built in 1972. He said it was an awfully good building. It was a big step up for the program. I hate to see it go down. The Winter Sports Building, the old Ralph Engelstad Arena, is coming down as of 10 a.m. this morning, as UND is clearing the way for a state-of-the-art indoor practice facility. I'm proud to say we have some seats from the old Ralph sitting in our garage at this very hour, with a couple of 2x4s next to them to try and turn them into seats we can actually use. I love it. Thanks to my father-in-law, Mr. Hammerlick, for going through a little trouble to get those for us. Got to keep a little piece of the Ralph. It was a great building. I have a lot of great memories there. Amazing. 1997. That year that really turned the program around. All happened in the old Ralph Engelstad Arena. It was UND's home for 29 seasons. 1972 to 2001. Five national championship teams. 21 All-Americans went through that building. Originally built thanks to a fund drive of $2 million the university and community leaders undertook. Students coughed up $800,000, half a million dollars from the Edmund A. Hughes estate. I didn't know that. We know about Ralph Engelstad's generosity, but never about the Hughes contribution early on. The alumni kicked in $240,000. And John O'Keefe, the Ray Kroc of North Dakota, led a local fund drive, raised $460,000. John O'Keefe was, I call him the Ray Kroc of North Dakota because he, I believe, brought the first McDonald's to North Dakota. Certainly the first McDonald's to Grand Forks. Anyway, kind of a fun little sports story today. We'll tell you about the weather next, and then we'll get cranking with your calls on What's on Your Mind straight ahead, Monday edition. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-site geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service at BakkenBeacon.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For all I've been blessed with in this life, there was an emptiness in me. I was imprisoned by the power of gold. With one honest touch, you set me free. Let the world stop turning. Let the sun stop burning. Let them tell me love's not worth going through.
All right, we're back, friends, to tell you about the weather forecast here in our final segment of the What's on Your Mind preview hour. Next hour, again, we will be joined by Steve Bakken and your phone calls, questions, and comments. We have the gun-grabbing Bloomberg event in Fargo today. We have horses, wild horses in the news and hand-wringing over wild horses. We have North Dakota gas stations phasing out regular unleaded. We have the Department of Justice launching a fracking probe. What else do we have? Oh, lots of other things here we'll tackle today on the program. I'm going to guests include Lynn Mickelson, Lynn's daughter and son-in-law and granddaughter and unborn grandson were killed about a year ago. Just a little over a year ago on I-94. And that led to a robust debate in the legislature about strengthening the penalties against first-time DUI offenders. And actually met Lynn. Had the pleasure of visiting with him a little bit. When I happened to head out to the one of the entrances of the state capitol where they had the actual vehicle on display that was involved in the accident that took the lives of those four humans, those four individuals, those family members of Lynn, and I was actually standing next to him out there and commenting on the power of seeing that vehicle. And then I learned that it was his daughter, in fact, and son-in-law and grandkids that had died in the vehicle. Struck up a conversation with him and visited with him and interviewed him. Anyway, we've not talked to him since the legislation passed, and he was quoted in some stories over the weekend about the incident involving Joe Miller, the state senator from up Park River that was involved in a DUI and has taken responsibility for it, said he was sorry for it, and that he didn't have any plans to resign as a result of it, and Lynn thinks he should. So we're going to visit with him a little bit about that on the program at around 10:30 this morning. Dustin Governor will also join us. He's concerned that the legislature has the ability to alter the initiated measure process. The initiated measure process is simply a tool that citizens have if they don't like laws to get a ballot question to alter them before the voters. And that issue came up during the legislative session, so we're going to talk to Dustin about that in the program. Look forward to that. All right, let's tell you about the weather here in the short time we have left. Today in the valley, mostly sunny with a high near 79, south wind at 7 to 11 miles an hour, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 57, south wind at 7 to 10 miles an hour, new rainfall amounts less than a tenth of an inch, except higher, obviously, in thunderstorms. Chances of showers and thunderstorms after 1 tomorrow, just a 30% chance, mostly sunny, high near 81. 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night, however, mostly cloudy and a low around 59. Sunny 78 Wednesday, Thursday sunny 79, Friday mostly sunny 76. So we're going to usher in August pretty nicely. Oil patch today, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy, 75 for a high. Southeast wind 5 to 10 tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., partly cloudy, low 51. Tomorrow, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and only 71. 47 Tuesday night with a chance of showers. Sunny on Wednesday, no precip, but only a high of 74. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. It's cool. Saturday, sunny and a high near 73. Now, first weekend in August, we should do a little better than that, I think, than we're doing. Currently, 61 degrees, actually, in Fargo, as we head for that high today near 79. And currently in the oil patch, trying to tell you what it's doing in the oil patch, but 59 degrees. 59 degrees at this hour. Some other points around the region that we usually keep tabs on. Grand Forks, 63 in overcast. Jamestown clear, 55. Tioga, 57. Minot, overcast, 61. Williston, 65 and partly cloudy. So there you have the weather. You have the news headlines. You have a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. You got the sports. You got everything you usually get from us on this Monday edition of the What's on Your Mind preview. When we come back, the big question, what's on your mind? Steve Bakken and I taking your calls at 800-228-0550. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Aphids are found on the underside of leaves and the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stages. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced muscular skeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.